Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yuma daf Ayin Aleph. Yuma daf Ayin Aleph. We left off Ayin Amabez right towards the bottom of the page. Two dots, just a couple lines from the bottom. The Gemara today will go through the continue, the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol in Kippur. We'll actually get to the last Mishnah in this parak on the topic. And then finally, when we get to the eighth parak, we will start to discuss, we'll finish the Avodah of Yom Kippur, and we'll begin to discuss the actual Dinam of Yom Kippur as we know it. Unfortunately, we don't have Beis Midrash. We don't have the Avodah anymore. Focus more on the Dinam of fasting, the Inuyim, and the other components, the other things, the things that we think about when we think of Yom Kippur. Zag Gemara. Kiddush Yad Raglav. The Kohen Gadol was Mekadosh Yad Raglav Tarabon. Ubar Mekohen. In the Mishnah we had discussed that the Kohen Gadol was Mekadosh Yad Raglav. He removes his begadim and he reap. They're talking about the big day. Zav that he had put on to go do the Eilav Eilam, he puts back on the Big Day Lavan to go remove the kaf, the spoon of Keteres, and the that was used for the Keteres, and the shovel of coals from the Kodesh Hashem. So he's literally getting back into Big Day Lavan just to do the removal of the kaf and the shovel. And really spoke out something the Kohen could have easily done. He could have taken it out when he was there the first time. It was essentially purposely left there in order to require another changing of clothing to come back and remove it, because he has to go to Fahim only with the Big Day Lavan, which gets us, we're going to see our Gemara coming up in the next couple lines, it gets us to our total of 5 tefillas and 10 kiddush yadavraglayim. Every time there's a tefillah, there's a kiddush before and a kiddush after, 5 tefillas, 10 kiddush yadavraglayim, says the Gemara. Tarabon. It says the Pasuk Aaron is coming back to Amayid. Lamuba, why is coming back? He's coming back to remove the kaf and the machta that were there from earlier in the Avodah. Top of Ayin Alvim Nalev, Shekol Parsha Kula, Nemo. Say that the entire parsha with of Achremas over there, with the Avodah's Kohen Gadol, Ayim Kippur, and Perek Tezayin, Nemo, say to send an order. In the order of chronology, how it happens, chutz mepasuk zeh, except for this pasuk, which is out of order, meaning the pasuk is describing removing the kaf and the machta prior to the ayel of the kohen gadol and the ayel ha'am, the ayelos ayel for the kohen gadol and the ayelos for the am. But really, it goes afterwards. Even though the pasuk describes it first, it goes after. Says the Gemara, how do we know? This is my time up. What's the reason we're saying it's out of order? Because we have a malach mesh besinai, chamish tefilas, we have mesera, chamish tefilas v'asar asar kedushin tevil kohen gadol mekash pebiyim. On Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol did 5 tefilas, 10 times he did kishnai meglayim on Yom Kippur throughout the various avodas. V'yam is a based on the cheshbon we've counted. If the Kohen Gadol was going back to get the kaf and the machta afterwards, it makes a lot of sense to say get the 5. V'isak da'idach, v'yamet k'sidron, but if you read the Parsha K'sidron, and the Kohen Gadol removed the kaf and the machta right away when he went in the first time, he removed it, and he wasn't going back for it, if you say it's K'sidron, because it was written in order, l'mishkachas la'el shalish tefilas shishikidushin, you're going to eliminate 2 tefilas, and four of the Kiddush Dayan Raglayim will be left with a total of 3 tefillas and 6 Kiddush Dayan Raglayim. Therefore, we say it must be based on Lach Moshe Sinai, it must be the Kohen Gadol left the kaf and the machta inside. It required an extra changing of clothing twice, back to Big Day Lavan, and then back to Big Day Zav, and therefore required 2 more tefillas and 4 more Kiddush Dayan Raglayim, which gets us a total of 10. Okay. Now, before we see the Gemara's question, The Gemara says that Gemiri, we have Lachash Mesinai, and there were 5 tefillas and 10 kiddush. If you remember, Taisus and Laflam Bezim and Alf already asked that we have the Psukim in the Torah telling us the Seder of Avodah of the Yom and describing going to the Mikvah and Kishdai Belayim, and then we have Lachash Mesinai. L'chor, these two things are somewhat redundant. Why do I need both the Lachash Mesinai and the Psukim in the Torah describing the 5 tefillas and the 10 kiddush yadavraglayim climb? Taisus on Daf Lamed Beis answers that each one is lacking something. If I just have, really we just spoke out what the Torah would be missing, if I just have the Pesukim in the Torah, I would say there's a total of 3 tefillas and a total of 6 kiddush yadavraglayim climb, because I wouldn't say that the kaf the machta out of order. I'd say it's in the right order, the removal of kaf the machta, and it would eliminate 2 times of changing the Gadol's clothing. I'd only be at 3 and 6. Kamash bon hilchasa, that it was 5 and 10. Not 3 and 6, 5 and 10, and the kaf and the machta is out of order. It's mentioned earlier, but it really took place later. That is why we need the halacha mishmar Sinai in addition to the pasuk. Okay, so just have halacha mishmar Sinai and eliminate some of the pasukim that the halacha mishmar Sinai was a mesayret to Teisha Bapeh. It was given by Sinai. So eliminate some of the pasukim. Who needs all the pasukim describing the same thing that halacha mishmar Sinai describes? Answers. Taisus again on Daf Beis, because if it would be on just Halacha Mishmar Sinai, I would think you go to the mikveh five times, the Kohen Gadol goes to the mikveh five times, in succession, you can go in a row five times, go into the mikveh, come out, it wouldn't be separated by the various avodas. The Torah in the Pesukim described that the going to the mikvahs is done, I'll say to the changing avodas throughout the day, and therefore that element was not given over Halacha Mishmar Sinai, that was only given over for the Pasuk, so we really need components from the Pesukim and components from the Halacha Mishmar Sinai. Each one's missing something that requires, it's required for the other one. It's interesting to see how the Halacha Mishmar Sinai and the Pesukim intertwine with each other. These drashas, these limudim, they intertwine with each other, not just, they're each complementing each other. Now, this whole question is only shver based on the assumption that the word gemiri means Halacha Mishmar Sinai. We pointed this out back on the Flam Beis, Ketana pointed out again, the Nitziv and Hamek Shaila, he brings that Rambam holds Hilchos of Gemiri, which is again the way we touch all of Shas Gemiri means, it's a Halacha Mishmar Sinai. It's a tradition. What does it mean, it's a tradition? Halacha Mishmar Sinai. Rambam learns much more simple, much more literally. It's a tradition. It means it's a Masera. There is an earlier source. That's all it means. There's a source. What that source is, Lav Dafka Halacha Mishmar Sinai. Maybe it's a Mishnah, maybe it's a Braisa, maybe there is some sort of source. That's what Gemiri means. Says Nitziv, according to this interpretation of Rambam, that the word Gemiri could just mean there's an earlier source, but not necessarily Halacha Mishmar Sinai. So then, it's not a stira in our Gemara to have Psukim and this Gemiri. Gemiri could be, the Psukim could be the uptight of the Gemiri. We're saying we have a source that is five tefillos and ten, and 10 Kiddush Daimri Laim, not Halacha Mishmar Sinai, Stam, a old source, and the Gemara is trying to interpret in the Pesukim how we know it. What's the proof to the source? What's the proof to this idea? But it's not redundant at all. It's not Halacha Mishmar Sinai and Pesukim being redundant. Even if we answer why it's not anyway, but it wouldn't even be considered redundant because it doesn't mean the source can't be the Pesukim itself. That maybe there's an earlier Atana that taught it us from the Pesukim itself, not from Halacha Mishmar Sinai. This idea of the Nitziv that he's quoting about Hilchos Gemiri according to Rambam, that it's not necessarily Halacha Mishmar Sinai, would answer Rambam Lishtasik. Rambam says that there's no such thing as a Machlekes regarding a Halacha Mishmar Sinai. Halacha Mishmar Sinai, we don't have a Machlekes on it. Yet commonplace in Shas discusses a Gemiri, and there are machlekes in Lishitas. It's very good because the Gemiri according to Rambam doesn't mean for sure Halacha Mishmar Sinai. Lishitas saying Gemiri could just mean an earlier source. Now, the one question we're left with so far, again, the Gemara's going to ask the question in a second, but why did the Torah go out of order? It's very nice that we're saying the Halacha Mishmar Sinai is Megal. Let's go back to the simple pshat, not like the Hamek Shaila, not like the Nesiv. Simple pshat is the Halacha Mishmar Sinai is Megal in the Torah, that the Pesukim are out of order, and the Torah is Megal in the Mishmar Sinai, that it's got to be separated with Tefillos by actual Avodas. Okay, but why is the Torah attack out of order? Why is that written in the right ground? We know Eimuk Mechav Torah, but within one parasha there is Mechav Mechav Torah. So why is the Torah out of order? Says the Ramban in Parashas Achremes. Ramban explains that sometimes when the Torah starts to quote an inyan, we talk about this in Mishnayos as well. When we start to quote from a Tana, we continue before going back to the other opinion. Once we quoted an opinion of a certain Tana, we finish this whole statement, even if the second part is not relevant. Same idea of here, with quoting the Avodah of Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur, Gol Lefnayv Lefnim. So we quote him taking out the Kaf and the Machta, even though the Kaf and the Machta took place later. Once we're quoting the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol, of specifically Gol Lefnayv Lefnim, with the Keteris, we quote the end of that Avodah, even though there's a hefsek in between, namely with what? With the aisle of the Elish Shel Kohen Gadol and the Elish Shel Am. So even though there was a hefsek, we say it out of order to finish that topic, so to speak. That's Ramban's answer. Chaya Adam answers with the famous Gayan. We've discussed this many times. A bunch of other Achrenim quote this Gayan. The Gayan has another basic question. Achrenim over there. The Parsha over there starts off discussing the Zaysi of Aaron al-Kadish. After, of course, Achrenim Shneib and Aaron, after right, Aaron's two sons died, another Via coming close, right? Bakrava some Ishzar. The Gemara gives many reasons why they're nifter. But of course the most classic basic one, the Pesukim Mashma, is that they went five of them. So how do you let it go five of them? Says the Pesukim. Besides Aaron, it goes through a whole parsha of the Kohen Gadol, the Golden Five of them. with a Seid Avoda, and at the end it references Yom Kippur. Towards the latter part, it references Yom Kippur. And the question with the guy is Medayik is, why doesn't the parasha state very clearly in the beginning, this is how the Kohen Gadol goes to five of them on Yom Kippur. This is Avoda Yom Kippur. The whole point is Dafke Yom Kippur. Answers the guy in a big Yisayin, that and this is used for many other ideas in the topic over the Anachemes, answers the guy in, Aaron HaKohen was able to go Bezeisev Aaron V'chalis. At any time, right? It says Vavyev Bechalis, but that's another deal of the guy in the shtickle. Aaron HaKohen is able to go Bechal Eis throughout the year with this Seder Avodah. This was Lav Dafke Yom Kippur. Happens to be this also, God goes with five of them in Kippur, and this also the Seder Avodah of Yom Kippur. But in general, the parsha is discussing not necessarily Yom Kippur alone, how Aaron HaKohen can go into the Kodesh Gashem all year round. Now, it was Dafka Aaron HaKohen. After Aaron HaKohen, all Kohen Gadol only able to go into the Kodesh Gashem on Yom Kippur with this Seder Avodah. But Aaron HaKohen was able to use that the bulk of this Seder Avodah throughout, and I say the bulk for a reason, throughout the rest of the year to go to the Five of Flim, Lav Dafka Yom Kippur, as an, I don't want to say it's an afterthought, but at the end the parsha sticks in. Also, this is how Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur goes, including Aaron HaKohen and future Kohen Gadol, this is the Yom Kippur, but separate from the earlier part of the parsha, that this is how Aaron can go on any day of the year. If that's the case, so it comes out that, this is what I was saying before, the bulk, whatever is relevant only for Yom Kippur wasn't relevant for Aaron HaKohen the rest of the year. Aaron HaKohen the rest of the year has to bring certain kabbalas to go and find him for him. Fine, but not kabbalas of Yom Kippur. So if we say that, let's say the Kaf and the Machta, the Keteris, we know that's a special Keteris of Yom Kippur, right? Let's say. So if that's not part of the regular daily Avaida that the Aaron HaKohen would be using to go to the Kodesh Kodesh and find him for him, so it's not Peshat, it's out of order. I mean, I should say the opposite. If that was part of what Aaron HaKohen did need to bring on a regular day to go and find him for him, whether or not it was Yom Kippur, so therefore the Pesukim described bringing the Keteris in the way he was supposed to, taking out the Kaf of the Machta, and it wouldn't be separated by the Eloi of the Kohen Gadol and the Eloi Shel Am, because the Eloi Kohen Gadol and the Eloi Shel Am was not there on a regular day. That was only there on Yom Kippur. So it's not out of order, because the first part of the parsha is discussing Aaron HaKohen the rest of the year. And then later we incorporate, of course, what the din of Yom Kippur is. Beautiful answer based on this Yisayin from the Vilna Gaon. Okay.
So again, if Aaron HaKohen did go in the rest of the year, all it was just the Machta, Keteris, and then it came out. It wasn't Kabbalas or anything.
Right, and he didn't go out, and then it wasn't switching Begadim, and then go back in. Right. There were these other Kabbalas, exactly. Very good. Okay, ask him 1 second. So he's telling me that this whole parsha was said al seder, except for this pasuk wasn't al seder because the kafa machta was really done later. Masko zera, and the reason is why? Because we have to break up some of the avodas in order to have two more bega changes for the kohen gadol in order to get to 5 tefillos and 10 kiddush ha'avrilayim. Masko zera dilma mafsik b'sar nasa b'chutz. Maybe the sar nasa b'chutz, this sar the chatas of musaf, the chatas of musaf. Maybe that's what split it up. The chatas of musaf was also done with Big Day Zav. Why are you saying it was the Eilas, the Shekhan Gadol and the Eilas Sha'am that separated the Kaf and the Machta? Maybe it was the Chatas of the of Musaf. Amar Baye, Amar Krav Yatzav Asas Eilasai, Mitzi Rishana Avad Eilai Ve'elam. Abaye says, so the Lashon of Yatzav Asa, Eilasai, he went out and did his Eila, his Mashpah, that once he left the Kodesh Gashem, right away he had already done his Eilah, the Eilah Am, and the Eilah of Am, and therefore it's Mesaver to say that there was Mafsik, the two parts of the Keteris. Again, when I say parts of the Keteris, the removal of the shovel and the spoon of the Keteris from the rest of the Keteris, what was Mafsik, it's Mesaver to say, it's the Eilah Shel Kohen Gadol and the Eilah Shel Am, the Eilah, and not the Chatas. Okay, Rav is going to have a different answer to the Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said that we have an Alach HaMish B'Sinai, that there was 5 tefillos, and therefore, by definition, it must be there was a separation with the Kaf and the Machta, it was separate. Rav Amar Kor, Rav says, it's based on a Pasuk. Amar Kor, Pasha's Big Day Abad, Pasuk says he should remove his Big Day Abad, his linen begadim. Sheitam Lamashel Lavash. The end of the Pasuk says he should remove the linen begadim that he's wearing. Obviously, taking off clothing that he's wearing, this sounds like a Chazara, it is, because we had the exact same Diak earlier. Klum, Adam, Peshet, Elamash, Levish, could a person take off what he's wearing? Can a person only take off that's what he's wearing? Obviously, if he was wearing, he can't take it off. Elamatam, Levish, Levish, what is the extra lesson telling me? Shalavash Kvar. He's taking off that which he already wore, meaning there was already a time where he wore it, took it off, and now he's taking off again that which he already took off. Must be there's a separation. Must be that the Kaf and the Machta were left there. Kohen Gadol left to Kodesh Gashem. Switched to Big Day Zav. Did an Avodah. Which Avodah are we saying he did? The aisle. the aisle of the am, the par, pare and the par of the am, he did his aisle. Sorry, not the par, the aisle. Ela and Ela Shalom, he did his aisle and the aisle of the am. He's doing the Ela. And then he went back and took out the Kaf Machta, which required him to get back into Bidi Lovin. That must be the case. Ask the Gemara again the same question, this is going to have the same answer. That Masvla, Rabbi Barashila, Be'ema Mavsikla Besar, Nasmachutz, who said the Hefsik was with the Ela and Ela of the am? Maybe the Hefsik was with the breakup in the Big Day Lava was with doing the Chatas Musaf. Maybe that's what broke it up into he had to do a Big Day Zav and then he went back to Big Day Lava. Says the Gemara, the same answer again that Abai said before. Haksiv V'yatzavasa. Says V'yatzavasa is mashma that right away he went and did the Ale right after leaving. So Abai's answer is both the same answer given for Avchiz's Pshat and for Rav's Pshat, but the two Pshatim over here are, how do we know that the Kaf and the Machta were done later, is out of order, not the way it's written in the Psukim, either Halacha Mashma Sinai, that's what the Taichi of Chizda, or like Rav is saying, because the Pasuk says an extra Lashon, Ashalav Ashas Mashma, that he already was changing these Begadim prior, and therefore we assume that it must be the Kaf and Machta were left in order for him to be changing Begadim a second time. The Klal was saying in general, the Parsha said Al Seder, except for this one thing about the Kaf of the Machta, but it's not true. We're going to find something else that's not Al Seder. The Kroik of the Pesukim say as follows. The fat of the Chata should be burnt in the Mizbech. It says the Chila of the Chata should burn in the Mizbech. And then afterwards it says that the Parachatas and then the Sarachatas, that the Dam were already brought in the Kesh Kedoshim, they were brought by the Aaron, and by the Preichas and all that, it says that the Basar should be removed outside the Machna, and they should be burned in the fire, right? They should be put in the fire. V'ilu anantan. Now, so based on this order, the Chalev is being offered, is being makked in the Mizbeach, prior to the meat being burnt, the Basar being burnt outside, burning the Basar of the Paran Sar, B'chutz. Says the Gemara, V'ilu anantan. We learned in our Mishnah, this is a Mishnah that we had just 3 days ago. Haraya as the Kayan Gadol Kashu Kaira. One who sees the Kayan Gadol when he's reading the Psukim, the Parshas, Ain Haraya Parvasar and Asrafim. He won't see the Parvasar being burnt. Ve'ilo, right? And vice versa. Why not? Because it's happening at the same time. So you can't have both. So if you see the Kayan Gadol laning, that means you didn't see the animal, the meats being burnt. Here's the part that we need. Vile Murchatas, Basar Chamakhtu. The way we described it was the Akhtara of the fats of the Chatas were came after the laning, after that junction in time. After that juncture of time came the burning of the fats. So based on the Pesukim, you read the Pesukim, sounds like the fats were burnt prior to the, on the Mizbeach, prior to the meat of the animal being burnt, b'chutz. But we know that it came after the laning, after the burning of the animal meat, came the burning of the fats. It's another thing that's out of order. Answers to Gemara, you're right. Ema chutz ma'pasuk zeh ve'elech. Well, we said this is the only thing that's out of order. I mean, starting from here, things are out of order. Till that point, things were in order. Starting from the Machta and the Kaf, being the Kagala going back to retrieve the Machta and the Kaf, which is not written in order. Starting from there, there's other things that were not in order as well. Not just that. Says the Gemara. Umay chazes to Mishmeshes cry. Shibish Mesisa. The Gemara says, for your last question, why are you? We understand earlier we give two answers why we said they must be out of order. We give two answers. Over here, just say the Mishnah's out of order. Why are we saying the Pesukim out of order? Because we have a Mishnah that describes order, and it puts the burning of the fats on the Mizbeach after the burning of the Basar B'chutz, and it doesn't feel like the Pesukim, so we say the Pesukim out of order, why don't you say the Mishnah's out of order? Answer the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Amar Karban Mishalech, V'asayrif, the Pesuk says, V'mishalech V'asayrif, Ma Mishalech, Ma Mishalech to make Kara, just like Mishalech means Mishalech to make Kara, Af Seref means to make Kara. Just as Mishalech means it already happened, because we know that certainly the Lazazel was done, well, that's the Gemara's next question, but let's see, Lazazel was done earlier, so to the Seref means that is Seref, that which was the Srefa of the Par, and the Ser had already taken place earlier, prior to the burning of the fat. So meaning, even though the Pasuk references the Seref of the burning of the power and the Ser after the burning of the fats, it means that which had already been burnt earlier. Ask Gemara Adraba, why don't you make the analogy opposite? Ma Seref Dashta. Let's say Seref means Taka now. Seref is coming now, later, after the burning of the Chatas fats and the Mizbeach, is coming now. Seref means Dashta. And compare to Mishalech, let's say Apashlech Dashta. And say so too, that the Mishalech also is something which is taking place now, that you're only sending away the Lazazel after all of the par and sarah b'fnim had been burnt. Says the Gemara from Mashaleach to make her a mash. Gemara says that can't be because the word veha mashaleach clearly is mashma earlier. Since once we say that veha mashaleach is clearly mashma earlier from the lashon mashaleach and the pesukim is clearly talking about the one who had already sent out the lazazel earlier. So we compare seiruf to mashaleach and we say that also means earlier. So that's explanation. We're saying in the pesukim alone it's clear it's out of order. In the pesukim alone it's clear it's out of order, and therefore we tweak the pesukim as opposed to the Mishnah. That's Abaye's answer. Rav says in a different terrors. Rav Amar Kri Yamad Chai, Pasas Yamad Chai, and Masli Yizok Lamad Chai. Till when is the Lazazel supposed to be Chai? Ashas Kapara, till Kapara. Vayim Ashas Kapara, once Ashas Kapara, Bashas Pandamim. When you do the Zrika, the Azoyas of the Dam, the Chai Vilfnim, that's Matandamim, the Sulai. When, or not just by them, also by the Perichas Nechel and by the Mizbech Primi. The point is, once the dam is finished, clearly that's when the Kapar is finished. And we're saying the Azazel should be alive till that point. But from that, after that point, Azazel could be off the cliff already. So certainly the Azazel could be offered long before, could be offered, maybe the wrong word, but the Azazel could be, the mitzvah Azazel could be done long before the burning of the par and the Sarbifnim. Okay, so Rav and Abaye are both explaining, based on the Pesukim, that the Pesukim are out of order, that the chatas, the burning of the fat came after the burning of the basar, of the sar, of the seir, and the par b'fnim. They each have their own raya from the psukim, why that is, but they bring separate rayas, and therefore we keep the Mishnah as is, and we say that the psukim are out of order, the Mishnah remains in order. Asi Mishaleach. Then when the Mishaleach comes back from taking the animal, the lazazel, off the cliff, he comes back, pashas, it's the next day, he finds a kangadol on the street, or if he finds a kangadol on the street, now he's come back to first point out, a shliach is supposed to come back and report that he fulfilled the shlichas to the mishaleach. So he's come back to give the report. So if he finds a kangadol on the street, Emily says to him, Ishi kangadol, master kangadol, asinu shlichosach, I did your shlichas. Matzabes, but he finds a kangadol on the private, Emily mechayim, asinu shlichosai. The one who gives out life to those who are the living, we did his shlichas, meaning the shlichas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So if it's in the marketplace, in order to give the Kohen Gadol covered, the Mishaleach addresses the Kohen Gadol as if it was kind of his shlichas, the Kohen Gadol shlichas. If they're in private, where there's less of an idea of giving the Kohen Gadol special covered, it's just private, then he says, I've completed the shlichas that we both have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting. Now, the Lashon Mechaye Chayim, the first one bothered. I mean, typically, we say mechayim mesim. We fulfill the shlichas. I fulfill the shlichas of mechayim chayim, the one who makes alive those who are alive. The person who's already alive doesn't need chias. I mean, a person who needs more chias, but he's already alive. It's mechayim mesim typically. But Yehuda wants to say a beautiful chap that we know rishayim bechayim kri mesim. Rishayim, even when they're alive, they're considered dead because they don't live a life that has any kiyum, any nitzchias, right? So Rishayim are considered dead when they're alive. On Yom Kippur, where everyone gets a kapara, everyone has a status of kapara, so even those who are considered, you know, when they're alive, they're considered dead. On Yom Kippur, they're considered alive. So Mechaye Chayim, those Chayim that typically have a status of being dead, on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mechaye, those Chayim as well, those Rishayim get chias as well. Again, because it's fights get the Mechaye Mesim. But the point is, which type of Mesim, not those that are fully dead, referring to specifically those that are really alive, but they're just considered dead, that's referring to over here, is Mechaye those as well, as Zakti Ben Yehuda. Okay. Amar Rabbah.
The Shtikl Gemara is quite talking about, of course, after Yom Kippur.
Yes, but the reference, that is correct. It's talking about the day after, but the reference, Mechaye Chayim, is because it's
later.
Right, it's the shlichas that was done on Yom Kippur, and therefore he's using it nusach and a chami. But the next day already, it's after. Correct, that's correct. I'm a rabbi. Kimitzar, but once we got the topic of mechayim, so we're going to get to a little bit of from here to the Mishnah on Beis. I'm a rabbi. Kimitzar, but I'm a dadi mefadisa. The rabbanim leave each other in papadisa. I'm yachad. They'd say mechayim, the one who gives life to the living. Yitin lachayim ruchem tevim umesukanim. Should give you a long, good, and proper life again. This nusach of mechaye chayim. That's why we're bringing this up over here. Asalach ve'Hashem has chayim. Similarly, we say in David Melch says in Tilim. We say this, of course, in our in Halal. Asalach ve'Hashem has chayim. Amar Rav Yehuda zemak mishvak. David Melch was saying, I should. Would it be that I would be zeicha to walk in the Malach Chaim? Where's that? In the Makom Shvakim, in the Makom of marketplace. That's where the sustenance. That's where a person gets his needs provided for. So David Melch was saying, instead of being in a midbar, had I when he was wandering around, oh, would it be greater it would be if I'd be able to have my place being in a makam of shvakim. But again, we're just connecting the word chayim to a makam of a place of chiyas. The Rashi says, I mean, a simple taich, a place where he gets sustenance. The Meiri actually explains that David HaMelech was asking for a challenge. In the marketplace is where you present all different types of challenges. There's this, the Zionists hanging out. I'm just jumping to the most extreme challenges. Just doing business honestly, regular, honest business dealings. That's where you have lots of challenges. David HaMelech was saying, would it be that I get to be in the marketplace and show and succeed in all the Nesinis that come my way? Of course, this reminds us of the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kuzayin, where David HaMelech, if I remember the Gemara correct, I may be misquoting it a little bit, but David HaMelech asks, why we say the Kev Ramah Kesel V'Yakov and Ali Ke David? And Akash Baruch says, because I tested them all. I tested them and they passed the tests. And therefore, there was Zeichot Tav, and Nusach Shemar Esrei remembers their names. David HaMelech says, "Nu, test me." He asked Akash Baruch to test him. What happened? We know, unfortunately, very sure that thereafter the story happened with Bathsheba. The story happened with Bathsheba. And we know we say in davening that we don't ask for Nesainis, right? We don't ask for Nesainis. But this would be another case of, I would say, David Melch Shasai, according to the Miri's Malach, David Melch is saying that, would it be, I'd be in the marketplace and have those tests and be able to succeed and beat those challenges? Because, of course, the mice, you know, even though we don't ask for Nesainis, the bottom line is, on the flip side, our complete growth in this world, hopefully we don't want to use Nesainis, but our complete growth in this world is constantly succeeding with Nesainis. It could be small day-to-day Nesainis, but constantly succeeding with Nesainis, that is our growth. So that's what David was referring to, according to Miri, how beautiful it would be if I was in the marketplace and able to succeed in the various Nesainis that are presented there. It says more further, it says in the pasuk, "Ayrich yamim ushnei chayim," years of chayim, yesif lach. Again, idea of chayim, v'chiyeshan v'shachayim v'yeshan v'she'en v'shachayim. What does it mean, ushnei years of chayim? Any years a person has is l'chayr chayim. Amar Blazer, elu ushnei chayim shaladam hamasabechas l'meral l'teiva. It means years that changed from bad to good. I mean, ushnei chayim is the person. Of course, we're talking about he's alive. Obviously, he has years, but they could have been very negative years, and they were mahapech from bad to good. That's the ushnei chayim is extra chiyas in those years. Aleichem Ishem Ekra, onto you men, do I call? Now, it's a question why this part is being quoted here. Some want to say because we were talking about Ishi Kain Gadol, that Lashon. So we say now we quote this Pasuk here, but really it's nothing to do with the rest of the prior Gemaras. The Rashi suggests that it's a continuation because we just quoted the Pesukim of Kirechem Shais Chaim, and this comes a little later. So we quote this, but it's not right late. It's not right afterwards. It's not so close. I'm bothered. It's not so close in the Pesukim afterwards. So they're a little bothered why we're quoting over here. Again, they want to say, Alts Ishim, Ishi, Alts Ishi Kain Gadol. Okay. Aleichem Ishi Ekra. What's the lashon of Ishim for men? We're quoting now a few members from Rebrechia. Here's number one. These are men that are similar to Nashim in the sense that they're weak. They're not aggressive and they're weak. The idea of Torah Mateshas Keichas on them. The Torah is Mateshas, the Keich of person. Also, could be considered weak from the Sorry, there's the part that needs Gvurik Hanashim. They're weak physically, physical stature. They don't come across as tough and strong. They come across weak, but they really are strong like men. How so? What makes them strong like men? Because the Kavish Yetzirah. Because the Kavish Yetzirah, therefore the strong like men, that is the Pshan the Marsha. Rabbi Yaakov says that through their what they accomplish with the tefillas, they're strong like men in the sense that men do big physical actions. Over here, these tzaddikim, they do the Tamid Chamim, they accomplish things, great things with their tefillas, even though they're physically weak. With its feels to accomplish great things. Vamar Babrachia, another member, Harets of the Nasach Yain, Agavazbech, one wants to be Zecha to do Nisach of Yain on the Zbech, Yamali Grainam Shatimicham Yain, he should fill the throats of the Mechamim wine, Shanemar Aleichem Ishim Ekra, Aleichem Ishim, Ishim, of course, Melashan of, we just quoted, Ishim meaning the men, meaning the Mechamim, and Ishim also Melashan of Isha on the Mizbech. Vamar Babrachia, Imreya Adam Shaterim Pesek, Bizarre, a person sees the Chalila Torah seems to be seizing from his children, Yisabas Abachacha, which makes sure to marry his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. He should marry a Talmud Chacham. If he sees, I'm not sure what it means, because he sees in the future that his children are going to be Chacham, he should go and marry a Bas Talmud Chacham, Shemar, Imiazkin, Baretz, Charashay, Uvarfi Yamas Gizai, right? The roots are in the old ground, the trunk is going to die in the dirt. The excitement is that the things take after where they come from, their roots, the branches take after the tree, the tree takes after its roots, and therefore a person wants to make sure that children chamim marry a basa mechachim, and the children will have had in their lineage tamid chamim. We send the mission of the Kain Gadol when he leaves Yom Kippur, when he goes back to his house successfully completing the Avodah Yom Kippur, he made a Yom Tov for his Ayavav, Tanabadim. There's a Kohen Gadol left facing Yom Kippur, and the whole nation was following him. They were excited, following him, giving him covet. But once they bumped into the Shemayim Vatayim, what did they do? They had the Gdei and learning. Shavkula Yidei. They abandoned the Kohen Gadol, the Azi Baser Shemayim Vatayim, and they went to follow Shemayim Vatayim. Let's say Asher Shemayim Vatayim lifturei minei the Kohen Gadol. Surely thereafter, Shemayim Vatayim themselves came to leave the Kohen Gadol and to go home. Amar lem, Kohen Gadol said to them. The Kohen Gadol said, like in a little bit of a disparaging lashon, Yesim ne Amim l'shalom. Let the people that come from, remember Shemayim Vatayim, of course, were Gerim. Let the people that came from the other nations go in peace, reminding them of their Gerim status. Amar lem. They said back to the Kohen Gadol, Yesid ba'amim l'shalom, da'avdin of da'aron, v'lo yesid ba'aron l'shalom, le'avid of da'aron. Let the very strong response, right? The freshmen discussed why they gave such a strong response. You're supposed to hear your disparages and be quiet, and love and even, right? But they responded, let those who are not taka, they're from the, let those who are from the other nations themselves, but who act like Aaron HaKohen, let them go b'shalom, and not the person who's from Aaron HaKohen, who doesn't like Aaron HaKohen. Remember, in the later times, the Beis Hamikdash, we spoke out that the Kohen Gadolim, they were usually didn't even make it through the year. This one made it through the year. Most of them didn't even make it through the Yom Kippur, but they weren't necessarily the most upstanding citizens. Many of them bought their way into the Kohen Gadolah, right? They weren't necessarily the most upstanding citizens. Says Shemayim Vatayim that yes, we're from other nations, but we act like a proper like a Kohen Gadol should act. They weren't Kohen Gadolim, but we act like Kohen Gadol should act, as opposed to you who come from Kuna and you don't act in the way of a proper Kohen Gadol. Okay, Zek the Mishnah. Kohen Gadol is the last Mishnah in this parak, in the topic of the Avodah Zarah and Kippur. Kohen Gadol Mishamish Bishmarim B'Kalim. Kohen Gadol does Avodah with eight Pagadim, right? The four of the Kohen Hedyot, similar plus the additional four, the Hedyot Ba'arba. And the Kohen Hedyot does Arba, says the Mishnah, what are these begadim? Ksainis, the Kohen, regular Kohen uses a Ksainis, Mechasayim, so like a shirt and the pants, Mitznefes is the hat, the Avnet and the belt. First, we discuss the Ritva, yes, why it's called Mitznefes. Mitznefes is typically the word that the Torah uses for the Kohen Gadol's hat. The word the Torah uses for the hat of the Kohen Hedyot is called the Mikvas, not a Mitznefes. So the Riva explains that Lashon Divri Torah Lechud and Divri Chacham Lechud, yes, in the Torah it calls the Kohen Gadol's hat Mitznefes, not the Kohen Hedyot. And the Mishnah answer refers to the Kohen Hedyot's hat as well, as the Mitznefes, not Shver. Okay, those are the four big begadim of the Kohen Hedyot. Myself, Kohen Gadol adds the Chayshin, the Eifayin, Umeil, but Tzitz. The Kohen Gadol adds the robe, that's the Tzitz, the Meil, the Tzitz is the, of course, the Kodesh Hashem wrote along the forehead, and the Chayshin and the Eifad, that's the apron and the stones that the Kohen Gadol adds, all four of those begadim, in addition to the begadim that a Kohen Hedyot wears. Okay. And again, of course, the hat is a little different. So besides from being, the hat is a little different, we have machlekes whether the avnet is also different, separate. That's also a discussion we've had. Says the Gemara, Tanabadim. Tvarim Shemar Bem Sheish, Chutan Kafel Shisha, this is a chazar we have to read in the Masechta. Tvarim Shemar Bem Sheish, Chutan Kafel Shisha, Masha Shmeina. When it says Sheish, that means that the strings were spun sixfold. Masher means it was spun eightfold. Mil Shnei Masher, the Me'il, which was made of Tchilas, was made from 12-fold. Preichas Esam Arba, the Preichas Kutta was made from strands that were 24-fold. And Chayshav Eifat Esam Rishmeina, the Chayshav Eifat made from strands that were 48-fold. Again, we had this whole Shachar V'Tayim, we had this earlier on Daf Lamed Hei. Not exactly the same, but this basic idea. Chutan Kaf Shisha, the Gemara says, we said in the Braisa that the chutan means tam strands are kafel six times. When do we see this? In the Pesukim. Menol Adam HaKrav Yasuas Ksenes Sheish Ve'eis HaMestefes Sheish Ve'eis Paramigboi Sheish Ve'eis Michlisi Abad Mashdar Chamisha Kreiksev. The Pesuk mentions the word linen five times in the Pesukim, and it could have only said it once. Chad the Gufei, one is for itself. The Kintanavi tells that it has to be linen. V'chad Sheik Chutan Kafel Shisha. And one teaches it has to be sixfold. V'chad shishazurin, one teaches it has to be spun, actually spun together. V'chad the shabagon, the shenemar b'mshesh. One is for the other one where it doesn't say the word shesh, where it has the same status. V'chad l'akev, and one is telling me that we know by kachim, saying something once is not an ikav, it's l'chadchil, it's a mitzvah, it's not ma'akev. This one last time is telling me that it's actually ma'akev, not doing this is requisite, makes it possible. Ma'amash ma'atay shesh can do. So it's saying, the first time it says the word shesh, it's telling me it's gotta be Ksainis, gotta be linen. Who said that Sheish means Kinta? Kitna? Says, Amar Beis Rabbi Chanina, Damakra, Bad. It says, what's a bad? Davar Elam and a Karka, Bad. The Abish goes stalk by stalk, it goes alone from the Karka. Ema Amra, maybe means wool. Maybe wool, which also grows in single fibers from the animal. Amr if tzuli mafsli, wool lemaisa splits. So yes, it grows single strands of wool, but it ultimately does split. You could have space. But what we mean by split over means in the same hole, an animal in the same pore, in the animal's back, you could have two hairs coming out of the same pore as like a split. Whereas at this point, the Mar is assuming that Ksenis doesn't split. Yes, the Mar is not true. Kintanami, it's fully mafsil. The flax, the linen also splits. Kinta agav lukus imifsil. The flax splits when you beat it. When you beat it, it splits in half. But it doesn't split naturally. Whereas by the animal, the wool actually splits naturally. Two come out of the same hole. And therefore, we're saying that it's referring to bad, the lushan of the pasuk is bad, stalk by stalk, singular stalks. Ravina Mahachavina means different source that linen is, that sheish is linen. Pari pishtim yu aresham, umrichse pishtim yu amasneim. It says pari pishtim yu aresham. And Michlasi Pishtim Yomas Neim Amar Levashi Hamakam Dasi Cheskel Man Amra. Very nice answer from Pasuk Yecheskel that was saying that the Kohanim should be wearing these Pari Pishtim. But before Yecheskel, how do we know that the Torah means linen? You have to have in a taich. Some of you can taich the Pesuk of the Torah alone without having to wait for Yecheskel to tell us that taich. Well, Tameich Hadam Rav Chizda Davizam Tesh Meshmenu Lemanu. This that we have from Chizda Memra that this matter is not. Clear in the Teres Meisha, Midiri Cheslam Membuzi Lamanu. What's that? Kol Benecha Milu Cheslam Buzi. The following din, Kol Benecha Ara Leiv VaAra Baser LeAvay El Mekdashi. They can't come to do Avayda. Kain Gadol Doesn't Have Bismila. Can't come to Avayda. Hamakam Dasi Cheslam Anamra. Before Cheslam came along and said this halacha, who? How would we know from the Torah? El Gemara Mila must be till Cheslam came. It was Halacha Meshi Mesinai. And Cheslam just spoke out. That was Halacha Meshi Mesinai. So too, Vasi Cheslam Vaspechakra. And Cheslam came, and he was the same on a pasuk. Kachanami Gemara Gila Vasi Cheslam Vaspechakra. So to hear, Rav's Malach was that it was Halacha Meshi Mesinai. Really, that the material in the base of English, the big dekuna, was linen. The material was linen, and Cheslam just came along. It was Masmecha on a pasuk. He gave a pasuk to give a background, but really the original source was Halacha Meshi Mesinai. I'm sorry, it was Ravina, not Rava. Ravina's answer. Okay, Mashzar says, Mashzar, Shemayna Mashzar means eight. This Gemara is going to carry us into tomorrow's off. Let's pause over here. We'll pick up here tomorrow. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Oh, well, actually, one last point, side point. And we've discussed in the past, but Ketana mentioned, there's a fundamental machlokes Rambam versus Ramban about the Big Day Kahuna. Were the Big Day Kahuna a separate mitzvah, as a Rambam learns? There's a separate mitzvah kind of to wear Big Day Kahuna. Or was it just a hechsher mitzvah, so to speak? Ramban learns that Kayanim had to wear Big Day Kahuna, and all these dinim will learn Big Day Kahuna, because in order to avoida, they need Big Day Kahuna, but it's not a separate mitzvah. Kayanim don't get a mitzvah wearing Big Kahuna. Big Day Kahuna gives them a license, it's their uniform, that Mizmancha Big Day Malayim, Kunasim Malayim, it gives them a license to avoida, but it's not a separate mitzvah for the Atzmah. According to Rambam, Big Day Kahuna alone was a separate mitzvah. There's a mitzvah doing a carbon, and there's a mitzvah of doing a vaida, and there's a mitzvah of wearing Big Day Kahuna, two separate things. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.